Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
The Department of Agriculture has said there's no need to be worried about the supply of turkeys this Christmas following a significant outbreak of avian flu in a 3,000-strong turkey farm in County Monaghan. For more on this and also developments at the climate conference COP27 this week, we're joined by Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening, Cormac.
It's a very concerning development, isn't it, for poultry farmers, for the sector right across the country. The entire flock of 3,000 birds will need to be culled and restriction zones put in place. But will you be able to contain the avian flu, I wonder?
Well, first of all, Cormac, if I can just join with many of your other contributors today in passing on my sympathies to the family of Vicky Phelan, to her husband, to her two children, her parents and her many family and friends. She was a woman of immense courage and inspired many, and I think significantly changed our health system as well by her actions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bert.
It's a tremendous, tremendous difficult day for her family, but indeed I think one a difficult day for many across the country who've got to know her and respect her and were inspired by her life and by our actions. So I know all of our thoughts are with her today.
Yeah, well spoken. And thank you very much indeed for that. But the question at hand, if we return to it for just a moment, because it is a worry, isn't it, Minister, for an awful lot of people in the poultry sector. Do you think you'll be able to contain this avian flu?
We're taking every step we possibly can to contain it, Cormac. It's highly pathogenic. It's pathogenic, so it's very, very difficult to contain. Last year, we had 6 instances over the course of the autumn and winter in commercial flocks. Within the country, we also had 6 cases in Northern Ireland last year. So that's something that we want to avoid this year. And that's why I stepped in 2 weeks ago to put in place a housing order for all commercial flocks much earlier than we ever have in the past.
And what is the mitigation plan here now? Because it's a 3,000-strong turkey farm, as I say. So the risk of contamination or spread is significant, isn't it?
Yeah, so every farm in the country at the moment, it has a very high biosecurity measure in place, as well as having all flocks housed. And we have had 60 instances so far of avian flu in the wild bird population. So obviously there's an ongoing risk there of infection. Where there is an outbreak, as we've seen, unfortunately, over the weekend, we put in place a 3-kilometre protection zone around the actual affected farm, meaning that no birds can move within that area, and also that the Department of Agriculture's team is working with every farmer in that area as well, and then also a 10-kilometre surveillance zone around it. And because this particular outbreak is close to the border, we're working closely in terms of implementing that those exclusion zones and surveillance zones with our counterparts in Northern Ireland. So it means very heightened attention in that area, also an immediate cull of the flock concerned, and indeed then stepping out in relation to treating that particular farm. But
Because this is the next question on everyone's lips, will it affect turkey supply for Christmas?
Well, the flock concerned today is a small flock in the context of our national supply. Certainly with the steps that we have in place and the protocols we have in place, I'd be very confident that we won't affect supply. But we can't guarantee that some other farms wouldn't be affected over the next period of time, as happened last winter. Of course, all we can do is work together, and I know farmers across the country are taking this very, very seriously. All we can do is by working together, minimise the risk, and then when there is an outbreak, move in with our protocols to ensure that there isn't spread to neighbouring farms. So I think everyone working together, we can ensure the supply isn't affected. And of course, for individual farmers who are impacted, such as this farmer, there will be compensation in place then to help them get back into business over mm-hmm. the months ahead.
Because it is a devastating blow for that particular farmer, of course. Well, you might say a word, Minister, in terms of human risk or public risk here.
Yeah, so the Health Protection Surveillance Authority made it clear that there isn't a risk to public health. Of course, the advice is, as always, in relation to poultry products, chicken and poultry products, to cook them well. But there isn't a risk to consumers. But obviously, it is devastating when it happens to the flock and to the birds themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's why every effort, and the department have been taking it very seriously, as are farmers.
And we'll be keeping a watchful eye, without doubt. We might move on to COP27, the climate conference, because Minister Eamon Ryan was in Sharm el-Sheikh this week, and 190 countries discussing further measures to cut global greenhouse emissions, as you know. When our targets here, sectoral targets, were announced, an awful lot of climate activists were dismayed that the agriculture target was lower than many, many people would have expected. As people and sectors right around the world now see the urgency of what needs to be done, even greater urgency, is there scope for revising the agriculture target?
Our agriculture targets are very ambitious, and certainly when compared to what agricultural is being asked to do in other countries, ours is ambitious. And of course, it's contributing and making the contribution to reaching our 51% economy-wide reduction by 2030. There's different capacity in different sectors to reduce emissions. So, for example, in relation to our transport fleet, it is possible to go to electric, fully electric, and that is happening. And in relation to agriculture, we will be taking every step we can in relation to reducing emissions. We're already on this pathway. Cormac Agriculture was the first sector of economy to have an identified plan with clear actions to reduce emissions.
It's one of the lowest targets for one of the highest polluting sectors. So how could it be ambitious?
Well, you have to compare the sector in terms of its capacity to deliver and look at other sectors internationally.
But that's a different question then.
That actually agriculture, Irish agriculture is actually pushing very hard to make the maximum contribution that we can.
But in the global context of looking at Ireland's emissions, agriculture is one of the highest emitting sectors in the country. And I just wonder, given the increased urgency now and the lack of progress that has been made globally and in Ireland indeed, would you be open to revising upwards the agriculture target?
Well, to be clear, the reason that agriculture is a higher proportion of Ireland's agricultural emissions profile than what is the situation with comparative countries isn't because Irish agriculture emits more in terms of the work that it does. It's because we don't have the same industrial base in Ireland that other developed countries do. So, for example, ourselves and New Zealand are the only two developed countries which are comparable in this regard. So
in fact, you're saying because other sectors in Ireland aren't as pollutant, it gives agriculture a bad name, is that it?
No. What I'm saying, Cormac, is because we don't have the industrial base that other developed countries have, Irish agriculture, and also because we're a very effective country producing food, Irish agriculture has a higher proportion of our national emissions.
Yeah, that's it. You're saying the same thing I've said, but that doesn't stand up to scrutiny, Minister, with respect. It is one of the, as I say, and climate activists have pointed this out, one of the highest in terms of emissions by sector in the country, but one of the lowest by target. And I just wonder, is there scope? Can you give me a straight yes or no on this? Is there scope to increase the target?
We have increased the target to 25% just last July, and that is really going to stretch our sector and will mean that we'll have to bring all of the tools we possibly can to the table to help to help achieve that. When you look at Irish agriculture, Cormac, when you look at every kilo of meat or beef or lamb that we produce, every litre of milk we produce, the emissions footprint of that is lower than what it would be in other countries. And our capacity to grow grass and to have our agriculture based on a pasture-based system is unique internationally. So we already have a very strong and efficient Irish agriculture model starting off this decade. What we need to do now is continuing to produce that food, which is going to be more necessary in the next decade than it ever has been because of the growing world demand, and continuing to produce that food, lower the emissions footprint of it. And this is a journey that farmers are already on. Over the last number of years, we've seen significant transition. For example, the adoption of multi-species swards to avoid the use of fertilizer. We've seen significant change as well in relation to the space for biodiversity at farm level, and also significant work underway as well in relation to genetic improvement of our herd, all of which is going to be added to as well in relation to agriculture's capacity to deliver in relation to solar energy.
We'll definitely
talk
about that.
In relation to gas production through AD, and also, for example, the new forestry programme, which we launched last week, which will see significant increase uptake, I'm very confident.
Which we'll discuss a lot more on the programme in coming days and weeks, I'm sure. But my thanks for being with us on the programme. Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell Logan.